stepping down from the bench after hearing the last case of the day. I can't wait to get back to my chambers and fantasize about you. Thinking I was alone, I take off my wig and rake my fingers through my dirty blonde hair. Or as I read, they're calling it now, old money blonde. I walk down the aisle between the benches of the courtroom, and suddenly I spot you leaning against the door, in your simple black suit and blue tie. I can't quite figure out if you're blocking me from leaving in some sort of power play, or just trying to act cute and coy. But I meet your energy and strut towards you. I get close enough for you to smell my perfume, and with my eyes closed, I say, almost whispering in your ear, "Can I help you with anything, counselor?" You whimper back, "J'adore," and I'm impressed you recognize my scent. I look into your eyes approvingly. "Are you wearing purple contact lenses?" you blurt out too loud for how close I am to you. "No one told me I couldn't," I replied. You mumbled so softly I had to tell you to speak up. Do you always do whatever you want until someone tells you not to?" you replied, cheeks flushed now as you press back into the door in a futile attempt to create space between our bodies. "How about we test that out?" I said. I push my black robes off my shoulders. I'm wearing a pinstripe shift dress that falls below the knee, but I take your hands and I use them to slide my dress up so it bunches at the waist. And I pull my boring black panties down around my ankles and step out of them. "Pick those up for me, would you, hon?" And I drip with excitement as you do exactly as you're told. You linger on your knees instinctively like you've done this before, but my intuition tells me I may be your first. I bite my lip and promise myself to take it easy on you. But before I have a chance to reassure you, your mouth is on mine, kissing me hard and deep and hot. Your hands are everywhere. Then one's gently pressing on the small of my back, and with the other you slide two fingers deep inside me as your palm rubs my clit. How are you this good? You unzip your pants and start using your dick on me instead of your hands. I'm about to come when you stop. Lift me up onto the back of the benches and thrust deep inside of me hard, but slow. And it tips me over the edge and I collapse into you, covering my face with my hands to muffle the moans in case we alert security. Oh. "Right, that's enough of that," I say, catching my breath. And I reach for the light switch on the wall next to you. Everything goes dark, and you hear me unzip my dress and pull it and my robes up over my head in one fast motion. I slide out of my shoes, and I'm no longer at eye level with you, but several inches shorter. I pull you down to my height by your tie, and I order you, "Strip for me, darling." Clumsily, you hurry to take off your jacket and unbuckle your belt. I release my grip on your tie so you can take everything else off. You're so cute. I trace my nails gently over your whole body, and you shudder as I move across your chest. So I start to kiss you there and work my way up your neck. You smell like fresh shaving soap and cologne that I've never smelled before. You knew this was going to happen today, didn't you? I cup your neck in my hands, squeezing ever so gently. A playful choke, just so you know who's in charge, before I whisper, "Lie on your back. I've been thinking of riding you all day." As I face away from you and squat down onto your twitching cock, you try and pull my hips down onto you. Now it's my turn to fuck you. I hear you breathe like you're blowing out a candle, controlling yourself. It's a good job it's pitch black in here, as I can only imagine how much harder it would be for you if you could see me sliding up and down, back arched, my hips rocking and circling as I tease the tip of your cock, then plunge back down. All those frustrated morning workouts at the gym are finally paying off as I ride you faster and faster now, grinding myself to climax. I indulge myself just a little and dig my nails into your thighs. I can't take it too easy on you. Oh, your cries make me dig in harder and harder, and I think about edging you, but you plead. Please, please let me feel you come again. How could I refuse? I quicken my pace and lean forward so it hits me in just the right spot. And I gush. And I grip your cock. So tight. Can I come? Can I come? You blurt out, panicked. Before I can finish the word yes, you explode inside me, filling me up. You stood up to cuddle me from behind, your arms wrapped tight around my chest, pressing my breasts tight. And your legs are entwined around mine as they continue to vibrate. You turn around slowly on your lap to face you, keeping your cock inside me as it softens and your cum spills out all over both of us. I kiss your forehead. It's not, "Can I come?" It's, "May I come?" I say with a smirk. You laugh and lean your head in against mine. "Good boy.